With the formation of a new government starting from scratch soon, Cyril Ramaphosa's job is on the line amid constant demands from several parties wanting to kick the ANC out of government. We speak to Democracy Works Foundation Chairperson Prof. William Gumede about the possibility of a coalition without the ANC.
Yeah, so I call it, you know, outlier coalition without the ANC, right? That's possible. So it would be the DA, it needs to, you know, all coalitions, if it's going to be, you know, it needs to be, you need an anchor. So then the anchor would be, let's say the DA is the anchor of the coalition, the MPC members who got some votes will be the anchor. You get an anchor and then the multi-party charter group, because they've already got an agreement. So they'll be the anchor. And then they have to look at, they have to bring together, it would be another 20% to negotiate. I guess you have to negotiate with the EFF, negotiate with a core group of parties, and then put together a coalition. I mean, a coalition like that won't be easy because, it's not easy because we've got some political parties, you know, they're not very mature. So it won't be easy, but we talk theory now, yeah? We're not talking in terms of who would and who would not. But a coalition like that could be put together, and it could be put together in many, many ways. I mean, I have been putting, in my other cap, I've been putting models together. There are many, many different ways to skin this cat. For example, on this one, they could, one way to do, let's say, your MPC anchor things, you bring in other parties, but you could also negotiate with parties, for example, let's say MKEFF, negotiate with them and say, look, they're part of a coalition, but they don't have to be part of the government, for example. That's also how a coalition could also work. I mean, some countries they have coalitions like that. In Israel, they had one, like under the Bennett government in 2021. You could say you're in there to form a government, right? And to elect a president, deputy president. And then you can say, you know, you agree not to just walk out of government and collapse the government. But you could, you know, full participation or select participation or limited participation. It all depends on how you negotiate a coalition. You could say where the partners could be a full partnership, or you could have where some partners are limited, a partnership, they just want to get you over the 50%. Maybe they want something in return for it. You know, sometimes they say, you know, there is a certain policy we want in return for that. Or maybe even a couple of positions in return for it. You know, so there are different ways. Our problem is because we've got so many, many political parties, opposition parties, and some with very small numbers, and also many of them, unfortunately, are not very mature. If we have a mature political system, now normally in other countries, in the more mature democracies, actually they'll put a coalition together. The opposition would put, when you have a governing party dropping to 40%, the opposition would put together a coalition. That's normally what one does. Yeah. So that is possible. Yeah, I mean, the only problem is, you know, it has to be negotiated in our law. It has to be negotiated within 2 weeks, 40 days. Now, that's a problem because, you know, with these negotiations, normally it takes very long. Particularly if you know, have some very difficult people, difficult egos. We've got very difficult egos in our politics in South Africa. People who are not really looking at a big, you know, at a big interest of the country. They kind of more narrow interest. So that's a problem right now. Many of our leaders are so, yeah, no, that is a real possibility. It's not an impossibility. Even if you say, all right, let's take the worst of the most difficult parties out of it, because all you need to get 50% plus, so you can still, and if the MPC together have about 32, 33, what it needs is 17, about 17%, so you can still drop some other difficult parties, for example. I mean, obviously, there's not a, like, there is a 9% that you can drop, so you can look at a 9% difficult parties, you can drop them, you don't need them. I would encourage, for example, I would encourage the parties to at least consider that option. You know, to consider their option, to, you know, to be open to consider their option. Even, you know, so the opposition parties, you know, they are different ideologies and stuff, but that doesn't matter. You know, coalitions, big coalitions, you know, many people think, oh, you know, you have to be ideological the same. You know, in the world, the whole point of a coalition is, you know, you are not the same ideologically. That's why you put a coalition together. I mean, that's the point. I think people think, oh, coalition must be the same people. No, same ideology, same policies. No. Then you don't need a coalition because, you know, you like the same. Coalitions are actually, the whole idea of a coalition is you can't agree on things, so you put a coalition together. You don't agree on policies, and then you have to decide, it's a negotiation. Look, everyone put the two policies that they are but non-negotiable, and you take that, and the rest you say, you know what, we're in a coalition, and we can't implement the others. For me, ideally, I would advise, you know, opposition parties to at least have a consideration, at least try. Within the 14 days, actually try to put, so ANC is going to look, obviously now the whole thing now is this, also this is not the first time at a national level, although there are some experience, obviously the metros, where people have experience, so it's not that people have no experience, you know, there are some experience. So I think the first thing now would be, I guess today and tomorrow, that's why I'm in Cape Town, would be, okay, right, you call a couple of people, leaders, sound them out. You know the thing is, put the numbers together, look at the part, and then say, okay, let's see, let's call leaders, you know, meet with different people, different party leaders, and say, would you be open if we do this, you know? So that's what's happening, should be happening now, and what very likely happening now. And if that doesn't work, then you go back to the drawing board and say, okay, what now? Then the next step would be, if you're a big party, do you engage with the ANC? And also, normally with a big party, like a big party in this circumstances, they would normally begin to look for allies, you know. So ANC, presumably right now at the moment, will have to begin to look at DA, would have to do the same in the IFP, okay, enough numbers to, or they, I guess some parties don't have enough numbers, so they'll just wait for people to call them. Or they could, you could also have your own initiative and say, you know, I'm open to a coalition.
Reporting for Times Live at the IEC Results Center in Midrand, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.